Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for tuning in for another episode. Today I am out with the dogs again. Finally managed to find a gap in the clouds. It looks quite nice actually. We are definitely entering autumn, or fall as you guys over the pond like to call it. But it's lovely today. Cool, fresh, sunny. Just all the good stuff about fall. Leaves are starting to turn. Anyway, what did I want to talk to you about today? Today I wanted to talk to you about something called being willing to walk away. So what is being willing to walk away? Essentially, being willing to walk away is being willing to hold on to your own level of self-respect and self-worth and self-value. And that means that in a conversation or an argument, you're willing to say what it is that is important for you, how you feel, what you think, to the other person, without worrying about whether it's going to mean you stay together, whether it's going to mean that she stays happy, whether it's going to mean that you end up having sex, or whatever it is that we might previously filter ourselves around. So ultimately, being willing to walk away actually is being willing to not be liked, being willing to have an opinion that is just your own, and knowing exactly why you have that opinion. And it's such an important thing. It's very important when we're talking about attraction. So in attraction, sometimes you might talk about being willing to say what it is that you want. So invite someone into some kind of intimacy or connection or some kind of, flirtation. You'll be willing to do that and also be willing to not get offended when they say no or if they say no. But know that it's an invitation. Know that you're offering something to give them rather than something you need to take away from them. And being willing to walk away in that situation is, being willing to accept that they may not be in the same place as you. They may not be attracted to you in that moment. That creates attraction, weirdly enough. Like I'm always saying, we have so many things that we talk about in coaching that are counterintuitive, and that is one of those things. Being willing to walk away creates attraction. Strange. And the same sort of thing in an argument or in a long-term relationship. Being willing to walk away is more along the lines of being willing to have your opinion disagreed with or not liked and not take it personally, not get upset about it. You know, be okay with somebody having a different opinion or somebody being frustrated, being upset, being angry. Not taking that on as your own. Because it's not. All you can do is have an opinion or a set of direction, state something that is in line with who you are and who you want to be. And as long as you stay consistent with that, and you know the reasons why you're doing it, you're not just reacting emotionally to somebody else, then you can't go wrong. You know, whatever happens as a result of you being authentic and true to what it is you really believe, and what is really important to you, you can't go wrong. So being willing to walk away is what I wanted to talk about today. It's a strangely powerful place, not to be manipulative, not to control other people, but to stand up for yourself, to hold on to your self-respect, to know that your opinion and your value is just as important as anybody else's. Even if you're in a conversation and you don't really know very much about the topic of the conversation, your input is just as valid as everybody else's. So that's what I wanted to give to you today. Take care, guys. See you soon.